So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Dreamy.
That was pretty pleasant, wasn't it?
Very dreamy.
Special little mix for a special little guy.
Oh. Uh-huh. Hang on, who's that?
You. It's you today. Everybody's special that comes into 95 BFM. You get blessed with all the history.
So
I didn't want to count my chickens.
This afternoon we're talking Winter Olympics.
That's what John's been watching. Right. Have you been deep in since yesterday?
Last night I spent about 2 hours watching the Super G. It was great. Me and Super G, very exciting.
We're not trying to focus on the fact that they've sprinkled a little bit of snow on the top of a mountain and just made like these tracks. It's pretty dark. I think it's one of the first Olympics that have almost completely fake snow created. And that's kind of the sad undertow narrative of this sexy Winter Olympics.
Sexy Winter Olympics?
Yeah, Winter Olympics is the most sexiest of the Olympics, I think. It's always very stylist.
It's just millions and millions and millions of litres of water.
There's a lot of people
and
going like
this. Snow. Just
real
out of China.
Smooth and stuff. Trying to get real fast.
Just out of Beijing.
It feels like in a world where we try and wring every last cent out of intellectual property, there must be something about the Olympics. I don't know that it's very big, complicated, and expensive.
The Winter
Olympics. That we haven't had autumn and spring Olympics.
Yeah, Winter Olympics is complex.
Just a bit cheaper.
Only certain people can do it.
You know? Maybe that's. I guess maybe autumn and spring Olympics is like rugby, cricket.
Yeah, exactly. It's going on all the time. They've managed to make it work.
When I was here last, I was racing off to see a Roland Emmerich film called Moonfall. Sorry to drag you away from the Olympics for a second.
Very rude.
I can confirm.
John was actually just watching the Olympics right now.
It's fine. Just you do you, man. It's fine. After seeing this film, I can confirm that for a time the moon did fall in this movie, and that. Look, it was buzzy in bits, I guess, but since it's been out now for a week or 6 days, I think it's probably okay to talk about a couple of things that happened in the movie.
I think I mucked up last week because I said it was a Hyundai that was driving on the moon, and apologies, because it's not a Hyundai.
No, it's not a Hyundai.
We better get the SUV right.
Yeah, we better get this right, actually. So I realized this early on when I sat in front of a large car logo waiting for the movie to start, and it was indeed Lexus, which is involved in several key plot points of the film, not least of all being a character working at a Lexus dealership. But then the Lexus gets in a bit of a chase with some ne'er-do-wells, and tell you what, tying this back to the Winter Olympics, that Lexus performs real good on snow.
Better go get it. It's like this movie like a massive music video? Is that kind of what you...
This, maybe in that one respect, the film is pretty clunky. So it's from the filmmaker behind Independence Day and The Day After Tomorrow and 2012. And really, it's a little bit of a shadow of his former glories. I think that watching the world get destroyed in CG kind of isn't as special as it was anymore. I mean,
we're too capable. It looks too grim.
Exactly. And also, you know, we kind of see what's a Marvel movie without some kind of, you know, city destruction stuff. So it's fairly commonplace, but also this film is pretty damn lazy as well. And not least of all in that it's kind of core concept, the sort of whole reason the moon is falling in Moonfall. They sort of hinted at it in the very first teaser trailer, so I don't mind talking about it on air too much for that reason. It's aliens. Like, they could have had a mystery that got unraveled during the film. And in fact, in the prologue to the film, in the film's very first couple of minutes, aliens. So once that happens, there's sort of not a lot to figure out. You're kind of wondering, like, what? I mean,
is this from the Tom DeLonge production factory?
A little bit.
It could be part of the whole, just like get people used to the alien arrival again. And then,
do you see any more of the aliens, or is it just like, oh no, we've seen the aliens for a second and now the moon's going to kill us?
We don't see
look,
I'm just trying to choose my words carefully and also try to understand what I saw. We see like a big kind of
Steve, nobody's going to watch this movie, mate. Okay, what happens in the movie?
But hang on, but Hungary, then there's going to be a giant catastrophe, because the film very clearly sets up for at least one sequel.
What could be bigger than the moon falling?
I reckon they've got a whole bunch of moon puns ready to go. So next one be moon rise. Yeah,
moon mint.
So, in a nutshell, the moon is not real. The moon is a giant megastructure.
Oh, this is a good conspiracy.
That is orbiting the Earth.
There's actually a huge, what is it, like a rocket thing that's about to hit the moon. We spoke about it yesterday, John.
We're going to find out. Just to check.
We're going to find out if the moon's a base soon, because we're kind of attacking it, or someone is.
There's been part of a rocket which was for some like
orbiting
SpaceX project, which has been cruising around just sort of in orbit since 2015. It's about four tons. Yeah. It's going 9,000 kilometers an hour.
It's a booster rocket.
And it's
going to
hit the moon in the next wee while.
So,
well, based on what I now know,
do you reckon they just dropped that movie just to go, there you go, this is what's going to happen, just heads up.
So that's a hearty not recommendation. It's kind of exactly what you think it's going to be.
It's just too coincidental.
But it is, but it's nowhere near as fun as it should be for a kind of big dumb movie.
Okay.
Kind of creaks under its own laziness, really. However, I have also just finished watching something else moon related. Well, this is very topical all of a sudden. It's a Netflix show which came out, I believe, at the very end of last year. I'm a little bit slow to this one. It's called The Silent Sea, and it's a Korean sci-fi show about a trip to a moon base in the near future. Earth's kind of screwed. Earth's almost run out of water. It's quite a horrible-looking dystopian future where there's different tiers of water rationing. So you get allocated a different water level and go and queue up.
That's kind of predicted.
I think we're kind of going to get there. So
assemble your crew.
I'll have a gold card, please, for water. I don't know about you guys. So this moon mission happens. There's a base on the moon where obviously something's gone wrong. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a story. It'd be a pretty short show if it was just, let's have a mission to the moon and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And what sort of takes place there is a bit of a mix of sort of has some familiar elements, a little bit of Aliens, a little bit of like capital A, the movie Aliens, a little bit of The Expanse, and while watching it, I can guarantee you won't look at a glass of water the same way. It's pretty confident recommend for this. Not the most earth shattering, but it's good.
Right, just confirming, we're not talking about Moonfall anymore.
We're talking about The Silent Sea, which you can catch on Netflix.
Good.
Eight episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty easy going. Some good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Better than Moonfall.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, not that that's the yardstick to measure. The Winter Olympics, better than Moonfall. Sorry, Winter
Olympics. We got a gold, man. We can just relax now.
We did get a gold. And I'll just mention quickly something else in theatres. Opening tomorrow is a film called Red Rocket. The title kind of suggests a little bit about what might be going on in this film. It's about a male pornography star.
Oh.
And he sort of washes up back in his small town of Galveston, Texas. Not a small town. His small-ish town of Galveston, Texas. Kind of on the bones of his butt. Life's not going too good for him, so he he kind of scams his way in back with his ex and her mum and goes about putting his life back together, which involves selling weed.
Okay.
And cracking on to a 17-year-old working at the donut shop.
Not okay.
Now, this is from the director of The Florida Project
starring
a few
Machine
years
Gun
ago.
Kelly.
So it stars a former MTV VJ... say Simon Rex, yes, that's right. He was kind of in the not that likely a chance, but still maybe, might have, maybe, possibly, maybe been nominated for an Oscar today. But now we know from the news that that did not actually happen. However, this is still a good film. If you've seen The Florida Project, this was from a couple of years ago. It had Willem Dafoe in a fantastic role as a motel manager, and it explored...
Oh, yeah, dude, that was good.
It explored people like below the breadline.
That was really good, actually, yeah. Man,
now, that director, Sean Baker, apart from Dafoe, most of the actors in The Florida Project were not professional actors.
Yeah, they were really
and
fantastic.
The same thing's true here. Like, these are mostly people he's found. And as with The Florida Project, particularly when you think of those really cheeky last few minutes where he's shooting somewhere he really shouldn't be making a movie.
They're like hotels behind Disneyland
then,
and stuff.
He does the same thing here. So they live in a rundown house that backs onto an oil refinery. So there's awesome production values.
Cool.
There's this great shot where... two people attempt to have a conversation just as a freight train starts driving past them. So you can imagine the production's kind of sitting there with a train timetable printed out.
We won't be able to overdub this.
No, but we can do this again in 45 minutes if we need to. Red Rocket's good. It's comedic, but this is a pretty grim film when you take a step back and look at how much of a... piece of shit this guy is and the things he tries to do. Yes, he does try and coerce a 17-year-old into entering the same line of work that he has just left. So, good times.
Righto.
However, really good film. So check out Red Rocket. Don't watch Moonfall.
Somebody wants to know, is the
maybe
new...
Maybe do The Silent Sea.
Fair enough. Is the new Foo Fighters movie bad or good? I'm just going to change the last bit.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
So let's leave that one marked unresolved.
I have watched the 3 episodes of the Pam and Tommy. It's fantastic.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Bloody good.
Very good. And I've also been watching a 5-hour documentary about 9/11 called 9/11, The New Pearl Harbor. And I'm not necessarily going to recommend that, but it's pretty buzzy.
And when you say been watching, did you do 5 or all 5, or are you still working through?
Just kind of like drift off, fall asleep for half an hour, kind of wake up and back and into another little nook of the World Trade Center, just getting sussed out.
Sounds good in your dreams.
It's great. Just the people go to a lot of lengths to try and fix 5 hours.
Out. 5 hours of lengths. And speaking of lengths, Red Rocket.
Okay.
Boy, poof. He was asked prosthetic or real, and he has declined to answer that that question.
Fair enough.
On that cheery note, back to the Winter Olympics. Winter Olympics, prosthetic or real?
Kind of fake with all that snow, to be honest.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.